Cyberspace devotee from Canada asks about mental illness. What is mental illness from the Hindu perspective? Mental illness from the Hindu perspective is a money-making coined word from the Western perspective that really works in creating a fortune for those who try to heal mental illness. From the Hindu perspective, the subconscious mind is the repository of all thoughts, moods, feelings, and emotions that pass through the external mind. And this subconscious mind can be relieved through right thought, right speech, and right action, not only done by the individual, but by those around each individual. The eternal truths and the Sanatana Dharma, the existence of an all-pervading force, which pervades all of us in the universe, the existence of the laws of the three kinds of karma, and the knowledge of Dharma, alleviate any disturbance within the subconscious mind. Realizing that all that happens to us, all that we hear, see, feel, we attract to us by something that has occurred in our past. These basic principles of the three kinds of karma, the knowledge of Dharma, and the existence of an all-pervading force are not in the Abrahamic religions. They are in the Asian religions. And that's why we don't find so much quote-unquote mental illness within the Asian people who are practicing their religion by having a knowledge of their religion first, of how to practice properly and with the proper attitudes. The Western religions, which are the Abrahamic religions, which stimulate guilt and fear from a very young age in an individual, lay the foundation for mental disturbance all through life.